2 points of old business, and then we'll move on to Yitzhak Shem. At least begin the new business. Some of the new business will continue after Pesach. 2 points of old business. The Rambam we saw, Hilchos Macholos Asuros, in Perek Tesvav, pointed out that Chometz on Pesach has an Iser Mashahu because it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirim. This we discussed. And then we continued that it's more Chamor than classic Davar Sheish L'Matirim. Namely, that it's not only Osir Mashahu in Min B'Mino, but it's also Osir Mashahu in Min B'Sheino Mino. And the Rambam says, V'al Titma, Ala Chometz of Pesach, don't be astounded that Chometz on Pesach doesn't follow the rules, because we have a Chumrah. So we would expect the Rambam to use the Chumrah that everyone else used. Kareis, Bai Rabbi Matzei, Lo Bedile Minei. Right? That there are classic Chumrahs. The Rambam brings in that we have a Chumrah called a Pasuk, Shatorah Amra Komach Metzes Lo Sochelu. We have this unique Isur of eating Taroves Chometz. And because of that, Lefika Chachmiru Bo Kamoshe B'Yarno. Once we see that the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, was Machmir to add an extra Isur in the world of Chometz on Pesach, so Chazal came ahead and they also were Machmir and they extended the din of Mashahu from Min B'Mino to Min B'Sheino Mino. Yesterday, last time we learned, everyone asked very properly, I was improper for not preparing the shiur properly, but everyone asked very properly, what kind of love is this of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu? This is a din b'chol ha-tarah kula. Whenever you have a taroves and you have a din of nosein tam, so we have if it's chelev, if it's dam, it's kulei. Pashtus, that's the din of tam ki'ikar b'chol ha-tarah kula. That whenever we have a taroves, and this is the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, that the Rambam paskins that when we have a ratio of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, which to him is a ratio of 1 to 6, when we have this ratio of 1 to 6. And you go ahead and you eat from the taroves, then you get malchus. In other words, if it's chayil, if it's dama pashtus, you also get kares. So we go back to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, where the Rambam brings down this unique love of Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, and we don't understand what's going on. The Rambam says over there that if we have a situation that ein chayav in kareis el al chilas atzmo shel chametz, aval iruv chametz gam kusa chabav li sheikh ramadei. These are sugyas in the third parak. We just touched on them a little bit. Kol adom mehem yadrom shel chametz muruv behem im ochad bepesach lokev ein bo kareis. Why? This is the love of kol machmetzes lo sochelu. When do we say that you're lokev ein bo kareis? So we have this low level of an isur doraisa, an additional isur doraisa on chametz on pesach. Kishach al kizayis. Chametz betoch tarovis b'chdei achilas pras. Then b'chdei achilas shalosh beitzim hu lokim min haTorah. In other words, but that's a halacha in b'chol haTorah kut. It's a halacha by chelev, by dam. And why is the Rambam say over here there's no kares? What happened to the Easter kares? Chor and chelev and dam, there's also kares. This is not the question. I mean, Baruch Hashem, everyone asked the question here in Shir. This is the question. You look around. Everyone asked this question on the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah Alatar asked the question on the Rambam. Those who have a Frankel Rambam, it has the Hagos of the Ramach in the margin. He asked the question on the Rambam. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where this mitzvah is quoted, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadichas, the Rambam says that we have this Iser, Doraisa, of eating Tarovas Chametz, Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. The Ramban asked the question. They all asked the question. They don't understand that this appears to be a totally superfluous love. Not only superfluous, but it sort of is like downgrading. The b'chol haTorah kula, when we have a ratio of sayas b'chilas pras, there's malchus and kares. And here, there's only malchus? What is it adding? It seems to be subtracting rather than adding. Very, very strange. Everyone leaves the Rambam b'tzarach iyun. Everyone, meaning all of the Rambam's colleagues, all of the Rishonim, leave the Rambam b'tzarach iyun. But of course, the Achronim came to the rescue. The question is, how does one come to the rescue of such a Rambam? And so, in the Masorah Journal, Koveris Hay, Ador Tuf Shin Nun Aleph, it's a very strange entry because it quotes the Rambam, quotes all the questions, and says, well, we have a Mirkevas HaMishnah who gives two answers, and Rav Chaim liked the second answer. Okay, that's the entire entry. So the Mirkevas HaMishnah offers two answers. One answer is, he quotes, I'm just quoting from here because I'm not, what can I do, Kasadi Maskir. I rarely open in Merkavas HaMishnah. HaMinchas Kohen Kosav, SheKavonas HaRabbam HiLomar, SheMei HaPosuk Kazeh, Hu SheLamadnu Lav, L'Tam Ki'ikor B'Chol HaTorah Kula. That the source of the din in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, that when you eat Chaylev and Dam, that you are going to be over in Isur if it's in the within the Tarovas of Kazais Le'Echilas Pras, everything is learned out from this Pasuk. Af Lahaba Ochel Kazayef Bechlas Rachel Tarovas Chaylev and Dam, Gam can Yispor HaRambam Deleka Kareis Elav Gereda. And we don't assume that because in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros it's going to be over in Chaylev and Dam, there's going to be Kareis. Here we see that we're not eating the Be'en, but rather we're eating a Tarovas. We have a chiyuv d'oraisa with malchus and without kares, and we view this as the model rather than as the exception. And this model is the model for all of Ta'aroves, and the fact that the Torah put this model dafka in the world of chametz, that's where Chazal saw that it's worthwhile to be machmir in the world of chametz. But really, we don't have over here a unique halach in the world of chametz. We have a principle that when a person eats a meaningful quantity of Ta'aroves, then there's going to be malchus. That's the what the Rambam is telling us over here. That's the first answer of the Mirkevas HaMishnah quoting the Minchas Kohen. The second answer is that of the Mirkevas HaMishnah himself. Umakom inichuligis gaderbo. Since no Rishon gave an answer, and the answer given by the Minchas Kohen is his own svara, so I come with my svara. The hecha the ika nesinas tam vaday ika kares bein chelav bein dam bein chametz. The vada yeshlomar da hadre li surei kama. In other words, that when we're dealing with a classic tarovus of 1 to 6, we're clear you're going to be tasting the 1 in the 6. It's not that the minority is not that's limited minority. So then in a chinami, there's malchus and there's kares. That's what the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. When we have a ratio of 1 to 6, that's an isur d'oraisa with malchus and kares. If we're doing with chelav dam or chametz. I over here, the Rambam says black and white. It's malchus without kares. But kavana sarah mashikasav diika lav miyuchad bli kares laochel tarovas chametz pesach haynu hecha diika kazayas achilas pras aval eino no same tam. That for reasons due to the various relative tastes of the chametz and that which is around it, we're not going to taste the chametz. Naniach it's 1 to 6, but the six are is the davar charif. It's not going to be tasted. So we have the quantity, but we don't have the taste. So b'chol ha'Torah kula, if there is no taste, so then it's batel. You know, it's batel b'rov. But we have over here a unique din in terms of chametz and pesach, that when we're going to have the ratio without the taste, we're still going to have an iser. That's the chiddush of komach metzes lo sochayu. It is an exception. But it's not an exception when you taste it. When you taste it, so nachanami there would be kares, just like this kares and chaylev and dam. The exception is if you don't taste it, and then b'chol ha'Torah kulu, we'd have a din of bitul. Here, b'chol zot, we have an iser of komach metzes lo sochayu. Okay, those are the two answers given over here, and it ends off with a one-liner, v'amar bezeh ha'grach, ha'ikar kibiru ha'sheni shel harav ba'al merkevas ha'mishnah. Fine. I'd like to, with your permission, to offer another option that I think does fit into the Rambam. If I'm not mistaken, I think that the Chazon Ish says this. In the back of the Frankel Rambam, there is a whole list of Achronim who answer this question. I don't have all the Sfarim in the house. I happen to have a Chazon. I think that what I'm saying is in the Chazon Ish. If not, I put it there. If you like it, say the name of the Chazon Ish. If you don't like it, say over in my name. It's fine. Just as a little bit of background, for those who haven't reviewed Yoredeya recently, the world of Tam Ki'ikar, that when you have a Ta'arovas and you taste the minority part of the Ta'arovas, and we call this the Iker, it's like you're eating the Iser, there's a whole machlokas where the Tam Ki'ikar is Doraisa Drabanan. We paskin, most Shitas paskin, that it's Doraisa. But even assuming that we have a din of Tam Ki'ikar Doraisa, what exactly is being said over here? So here we have a machlokas Rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam according to Reb Chaim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Ki'ikar is the conceptual other side of the coin of Bitul Barov. In Bitul Barov, we have a principle that if we have a Rov of Heter and a minority of Iser, we say alchemy, Iser Nehefach Lios Heter. Tam Ki'ikar, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that same alchemy that when you have a mixture of Heter and Iser and you taste the Iser, we say Heter Nehefach Lios Iser. that the Tam Ki Iker is going to give its the quality, the halachic status of the Iser is going to move over to the Heter as well. When I used to give Bechinas in Yerideya, so one of the questions I always used to like to ask is, what happens if you have tofu matzahs? Namely, that you take a little bit of kemach, you mix it with a lot of tofu, but you're going to taste kemach. The matzahs are going to taste like matzah, but in reality, most of the material of the matzah is going to be tofu. Can you be yotzi yedei chova with these matzos on Pesach? If you have, again, let's assume that you have one quarter matzah, three quarters tofu, and you make these matzahs, assuming that there's not a problem of kidneyos b'chulei. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're yotzei eating matzah the night of the Seder. You didn't eat a kezayis. You ate a kezayis of the tofu matzah. That only has one quarter of a kezayis of matzah. No, heter nefach yos iser. The din of tam ki iker is if it tastes like matzah, it's matzah. If it tastes like chita, then the tofu al pi din turns into chita. In other words, so it's not just a question of heter and iser. We're giving all the qualities of the iser to the heter, that the entire mixture has now the status of the iser. Yes.
Is it nefach even if there's no class? I mean, do you have like melachos
separim? If you have heter and heter. So heter beheter, we may not have this principle, but when we have things that have different halachic status, then we chametz is something that can be used to make matzahs. Davar hamis chametz, and you have something which is neutral, which can't be used. The Gemara speaks about orez and dochan. I just mentioned tofu, but it's the same thing. The chora kinwa, that you have something which is not mischametz. So there, Rabbeinu Tam says that this works. Yeah.
It's considered
things that have different halachic status. The Masha'en Kain, the Rambam, he says that when you have a mixture of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, let's say that we were to have chelev, and the chelev were to fall into a chalant, and the beans and the potatoes are six times the chelev. In other words, it's a ratio of 1 to 6. The Rambam says, and one kezayis of chelev falls in. The Rambam says that if you eat the entire ta'aroves, then you are going to get malchus. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no need to eat the entire ta'aroves. If everything gets the status of chelev, as long as you eat one kezayis out of the ta'aroves, you should get malchus. So the Rambam has a different understanding of tam ki ikar. It's not, according to the Rambam, that the tam gives its status to the entire mixture. But rather, tam ki ikar tells us, as long as you taste ta'am, and you're going to eat it within the right ratio of time, then we're going to be mitzaref that ta'am altogether, and it's going to be usur, according to Reb Chaim, even doraisa. According to the Rambam, this is a din of tam ki ikar doraisa, according to the Rambam. Namely, tam ki ikar doraisa, there's no alchemy. Heter remains heter, and iser remains iser. However, if you're eating this Easter, which is 1 to 6, and you eat all six, then within the six you ate one, even though it was spread out among the six, that's the tam ki iker, namely that the Easter didn't lose its identity. It didn't change anything, but it didn't lose its identity. It's still there, and as long as you eat enough, as long as you eat six, within those six you have one of Easter. That's the Rambam Shita. What I want to suggest is, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, and you read it in the following manner, I think that what the Rambam is saying is as follows, that when we have this Kusach HaBavli or the Shechar HaMadai, Rambam says, Im Achalan B'Pesach Loke V'Ein Bo Kares B'Medra Amurim B'Sho'achal Kizayis Chametz B'Tocha Ta'aroves V'Chdei Achilas Gimel Beitzim. Namely, that you're only eating one kezayis. You're not eating all six kezayisim. You're eating one kezayis in the time that it takes to eat six kezayisim, namely that this is a time of tziruf, then hu loke min haTorah. Namely, what the Rambam is doing is that he is paskening, like Rabbeinu Tam, in the case of Chametz B'Pesach. The view of Tam ki Iker B'Chol HaTorah Kula is no alchemy. Heter remains Heter, Easter remains Easter, as long as, but you have to eat the entire Ta'arovas to be over the Easter because the Heter is spread out. But there's another view of Tam Ki'ikr. That term doesn't pass like V'chola Torah Kula, but that's what he passes like in Chametz and Pesach. And on that level of Tam Ki'ikr, there's Malkos and not Kares. And that's unique to Chametz and Pesach. Namely, we don't find that anywhere else. And that's the Chumrah. Namely, that's a tremendous Chumrah. That in Chametz and Pesach, we say that if you have a ratio of 1 to 6, everything becomes Chametz, but on a level of Lav, not on the level of Kares. It goes down from Kares to Lav, because Sof Kol Sof, you're really not eating a Kezayis of Chametz. You're eating 1/6 of a Kezayis of Chametz. You're eating 1/6 of a Kezayis of Chametz, and 5/6 of Heter, that al pi din, have the din of Chametz. That's the Lav of Kol Machmetzes Lo Tochelu. Eating this Tarov is going to be Aser Midoraisa with Malkos, but without Kares. And that's the unique Chumrah. That's what, so Chazal went ahead and said, when we have a ta'aroves of min b'shein omino, and we have a mashu of chametz, even though midaraisa it's batel, there's no same time. Since we see this chumrah of machmetzes, we're going to be machmir even on such a ta'aroves. On the ta'aroves of min b'mino, that's din adav shesh lematirim. On the ta'aroves of min b'shein omino, here we have the chumrah. So that's what I want to suggest. And I think that the Chazon Ish says it, and that would fit into the diuk of the language of ocha kezayis betocha ta'aroves, as opposed to the language in Hilchos Macholos Asuros in Perek Tesvav. V'im ochal min ha-grisin ha-elu kish shalosh beitzim, when you eat the entire six, that's three beitzim, six gzeisim, when you eat the entire six, ho'il v'yesh b'hem gzeis min ha-chelev roke, sharei tam ha-isur ha-masho kayam. But you have to eat all six, you have to eat all three kebeitzim. Over here, it doesn't say you have to eat all six. You have to eat kezayis chametz betocha taroves b'chdei achila shalosh beitzim. Within the time that it would take to eat six, you have to at least eat one. I mean, that's the din b'chal in terms of kezayis betocha achilas pras. It's a shear of time in which we would say that that we have a tziruf of eating. Yes.
So, in terms of this wording, it says b'chal kezayis chametz. So, is the understanding according to this that it is chametz because of the
time ki'ikar? Because of the time ki'ikar. Right. There's no kezayis chametz. There is a kezayis chametz altogether, but his eating one kezayis has a din. This is the din of tarovas chametz, the yer chayev. That's what I'm suggesting. And again, I think it's the Chazon Ish, but I think it fits much nicer into the Rambam, my humble opinion, than either of the perushim of the. And therefore, I really think probably Reb Chaim will learn this way as well. I don't take the Masora journal that he agreed. Well, if you've given two perushim, so take the second perush. But maybe there's a third perush. Okay, that's one aspect of old business. Second aspect of old business. We saw last time Rava's Hilchasa. And we saw that Rava was working on the assumption, Pasanka Rabbi Shimon, that really after Pesach, Chametz is Mutar D'Oraisa. All we have is the Knas. And therefore, Rava was Matir, Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino. He's matir as long as we have as though we don't have no same time. He's matir. We use the regular rules. We don't. So the Gemara asks, what happened to the knas? Even Rabbi Shimon, we have a knas after Pesach. I'm a Rava, Rabbi Shimon knas akonis. However, Avar by Rabbi Yimotze. So here Rava comes along with a tremendous chiddush that when did Rabbi Shimon make his knas? If the chametz was on its own on Pesach, then Motzei Pesach is going to be Yosser. Avoy Dei Tarovis, but Tarovis Chametz, lo. Namely, Cheerios and a bottle of J&B, that after Pesach is going to be Yosser Bachil and Bahanoah. But if you would have had toffee that you had on Pesach, and you left it over until after Pesach, and it happened to have a Chametz ingredient in the toffee, so after Pesach we're going to be Matir it, because the Chametz ingredient is going to be Batal. So there's not going to be a knas on the toffee. Cheerios, yes. On toffee, no. Maybe Rice Krispies would be Taroves Chametz. Right? It has malt. So the Rice Krispies would be Mutter, but the Cheerios would be Yasser. Right? So you can go to the supermarket and buy Rice Krispies. You have to wait a month until you buy the Cheerios. That's what Rava over here is suggesting, yes?
We're talking about what ratio, how much Chametz is this?
Not in Osing Tom. We didn't get into that. Okay. And then the Gemara says, "V'azda." I don't want to get into it because it really that needs the third parak for that. Okay, in terms, we have to learn tarovas. We haven't learned tarovas. But as the Rava Lutame, the Amar Rava, ki havinan bei Rav Nachman, ki have nafki shiva yimei de pischa, Amar Lon, Rav Nachman told us, puku, v'zevinu chamira de becheila. Now that Pesach is over, go ahead and buy the chametz from the goyim, from these bnei, from the goyish soldiers, because Pesach is over. Okay, so what do we see from here? What are we learning from this statement? What's the Asda Rava Lataimeh? What are we learning from this statement? In other words, we had Rava's Hilchasa, Chametz Bizmano Ben Bemino Ben Shalom Bemino Asa Remashu, Karav. Shalom Bizmano Ben Bemino Ben Shalom Bemino Muter, Karav Yishima. And we said, Mi Amar Rava Hachi, we have a Knas, so we answer Knas is only on the Be'en, not on the Tarovas. Va'azda Rava Lataimeh. What did we learn out from this statement of Rava that he followed in the footsteps of Rav Nachman and he bought the chametz from the soldiers after Pesach?
There's no reason to answer it.
So why did the Gemara bring this in? What statement of Rava is being seconded by this state by this story? As the Rava Lataime, that we pass it. That we pass on Krabi Shimon. That's what Rashi learns. That's Rashi's pshat. We don't see anything at all in this about Tarovas Chametz. We're talking about Chametz. We're talking about Zvina, right? Go ahead and buy the Chamira, buy the Chametz from the Mechela. What we see is that Rava Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, which is important to know, that Rava Paskins like Rabbi Shimon. The next stage is that Rabbi Shimon only made his Gzeira in a world of Ben, not in a world of Tarovas. That we have no Raya for from this case. That's simply Rava's statement. The Raya is that Rava holds like Rabbi Shimon. And once Rabbi holds like Rabbi Shimon, because over here Rabbi Shimon holds we're not Kones the Goyim, had it been Rav Yehuda says, well, this is not a Knas Motzei Pesach, this is a Din Doraisa, and applies to all Chametz, even that of a Goy, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Hodarbe. Right? So we see that over here that Rava holds like Rabbi Shimon. Who learns differently from Rashi? Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, the first wide line, as the Rava Lataime Domar Ki Avina Be Rav Nachman, Ki Ave Nafke Yome De Piska, Have Omar Gon Puku Aisu Chamira De Bnei Chela, Marin Hadvarim, namely from the context of the Gemara, it appears, I'm sorry, I didn't check in the scientific Rabbeinu Chananel, I'm just reading over here, okay? Marin Hadvarim De Chamira Do De Bnei Chela Birishus Yisrael Havis. That we're not talking about Stam Chametz, like Rashi says, going to the non-Jewish bakery and buying the bagels that they baked on Shmini Shel Pesach, buying those Motzei Chag. We're not talking about bagels. We're talking about the Bnei Chela. We've met these Bnei Chela back on Daf Hayim Adays. Right? That if you recall, Daf Hayim Adays, we were Erev Pesach. And on Daf Hayim Adays, we were told on Erev Pesach, that if the Jews have chametz the bnei chela, the Gemara over there, ki hadam a rava li bnei machuza, biiru chamira the bnei chela mi bataychu, that since you have achrayus on the chametz of the goyish soldiers, kevan de ilu mignav ilu misabed bershusayku koi, uboy l'shlume kidil chamdame. It's like it's yours, and if you have it in your possession over Pesach, you're going to be over by yiro by yimatze. That's the chametz we're talking about. We're talking about the chametz which is in the possession of the Jews, which is owned by the Goyim, on which the Jews have achrayus, that is the chametz of the Bnei Chaylan, the chametz the Bnei Chayla Birshus Yisrael Havis. Va'af al-gav dekididhu Havis, Damya, and even though they had achrayus on it, and namely, they were over on Baye Ra u'Baye Matze, and what would we expect if a Jew had achrayus and he was over on Baye Ra u'Baye Matze? What should be the status of that chametz after Pesach? Should be yosser. Shari Rav Nachman da'idei ta'arovasi. Rav Nachman said, inachinami, the Cheerios and the J&B, that you have to throw away. That, but the Rice Krispies, those you can eat. Because even though the Rice Krispies belong to the Goyim, and we have, no, it's, I'm sorry, the other way, that even though the Rice Krispies belong to the Goyim, you have achrayus. Once you have achrayus, you're over by Yiro, by Yimatzei. There should be a knasten of Rav Shimon. No, on Tarovas Chametz, Inochanami, you were over by Rabbi Yimatzai, but without a knas. That's where we're going out from Rav Nachman. That's the Asda Rav Lataimai. Here we see that where Rav Nachman related exactly to this halacha of Rava. What is unusual in this situation is that Rav Nachman treated this situation with such equanimity, namely, the chametz on which you were over Bayirah, Bayimatzeh, now go ahead and eat. I mean, you know, like where was Rav Nachman all of Pesach? I mean, how did he allow his whole congregation to be over Bayirah, Bayimatzeh? Unless that was simply, I don't know, that was just the situation in Mechoza, but that's what comes out over here, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. When we look in the Ravid on the Rambam, we find a very, very unusual situation where the Ravid is clearly had Rabbeinu Chananel in front of him, but he learned the Gemara like Rashi. The Ravid in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Chametz Matzah is not dealing with our inyan. He just happens to quote our Gemara in the course of a polemic against the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet El HaGimel gave us the rule that if we have Goyish HaChametz in the house of a Jew and the Jew has Achrayus, then he's Chayav on Bayira'a Ubayimatze. That's the rule. Then the Rambam says, what if the Jew never took upon himself Achrayus, but the Goy forced it upon him? Ha'akum Anos Shehifkit Chemtzawetzi Yisrael, and told him, you better have this chametz. If anything happens to this chametz, I'm going to hold you responsible. The Jew never took the responsibility. It was forced upon him. So, im yodei Yisrael, shim avar o nignav, machayev al shalem, then even though he didn't take a chrayas, he's still going to be chayev on bayira, bayimatzeh. He's still going to be chayev levayer, nechshav shu shalom. The bottom line is not whether he accepted the achrayas. The bottom line is whether he has the achrayas. Where in the world did the Rambam learn this out from? How did the Rambam know this? That even if you don't accept achrayus, from this is the Bnei Chela. Why did the Gemara mention that they were soldiers? Soldiers are anasim. They forced their opinion on others. And so this was the way the Rambam understood the Gemara. The Ravid says you can't just go ahead. And the Gemara mentions realia. I mean, the Gemara talks about, you know, if the Gemara mentions someone wore a green hat, it means we have to wear green hats. And what does that happen to be? This fellow wore a green hat. It happened to be this chametz came from the soldiers. If you want to learn out anything, you know, so learn out that the Jews took care of soldiers in Mechoza. But you can see over here that they didn't take it upon themselves. Kosov Haravid Dabar Zeh Hotzi Maidamar Ravel of Ne Mechoza Beiru Chamiru Ne Chela Keiv Adilu Mignavo Misabe Birshu Sayukoi Ubeiru Ubeisu Lishlume Kiditchu Dame. V'nid Melei, it appeared to the Rambam Shezeh Achrayus Min HaOnesu V'al Korcham Haya. And therefore, Vim came the Motzei HaPesach, Heichon, I'm sorry, in other words, this is the way the Rambam understood the Gemara. The Ravid wants to use our Gemara as a foil against the Rambam. Namely, that if we learn our Gemara Rabbeinu Chananel, we're talking about the same story. We're talking about the same story, and if we're talking about the same story, so how in the world did this Chametz still exist after Pesach? Rava told them, burn it. If Rava told them burn it, then who is Rav Nachman to tell them afterwards, now eat it? Didn't Rava tell them burn it? Im kei b'motzei Pesach, heichan haya nimsa, shaya omer lehem Rav Nachman, puku v'aisilu chamira debnei chela, halo nisraf haya kishelahem. Ella, no, the Rambam is simply misreading the Gemara. We're talking over here about a nice goyim. You know, it's really, really nice goyim. That they're going all the way, they understand Jews have this Passover holiday, and the Jews are in charge of their chametz during the course of the year. When it comes to Passover, the Jews go to the goyim and say, you know, we can't hold on to your chametz on Pesach because it'll be our aveira, vayira vayimasa. The goyim say, oh, give it back to us for the 8 days, and then you'll continue to hold it after the 8 days. It was all, you know, it's flowers and symphonies. What? Yeah, that's certainly that's his diuk. Yeah. The yacholin hayu hachziru l'shmiras atzman shiirtzu v'alken hachziru lahem u'motzei pesach natzlu mehem. The hasaga of the Ravid is the last six words. Namely, that the Rambam is wrong. That Achrayus has to be taken voluntarily. Only then do we say it's yours. If you didn't take the Achrayus voluntarily, the fact that the Goy is going to force you to pay for it, what's that going to do with you? That's not your Bayirah, Bayimatzeh. That's not matzi by you. That's nothing to do with you. That's shel achirim. Ateroeh. You happen to have achirim who are anasim, but that doesn't affect the nature of the chametz. And therefore, what then? Okay, so what then did the, according to the Ravid, what did the Gemara learn out from this case? What are we talking about? We're talking about that the Jew was holding the chametz of the goy. The Jew that went to the goy erev Pesach and said, I don't want to hold your chametz because I'm going to be over by your Motzei. Would you mind taking it back for 8 days? The goy says, sure. And then after the 8 days, the goy didn't bring it back to the Jew. And then the Jew now goes ahead and eats the chametz. What have we learned from this case?
Rashi.
All we've learned is Rashi. The Pesach and Rabbi Shimon. That the whole din of Chametz Shabbat Pesach is a knas only applies to that on which you were over by Yerubei Matzeh, and here you weren't over. Nothing about Tarovas, nothing at all. So the Rabbeinu Hananel, who is the savior, he brings in the riot, the din of Tarovas. He's a das yachid. We could learn like Rabbeinu Hananel in terms of relating our Gemara back to the Gemara on Daf Hey, but not come up with the same conclusion. But rather, simply like Rashi, we have a raya from here that Rav and Rav Nachman both pass like Rabbi Shimon, which is nice because that's what we would paskin as well. Okay, so we have a number of Amorayim that we can be somachan to paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of understanding understanding Rabbi Shimon. In other words, that we have two cases in which you were over on Bayira Bayimatse. One of Chametz Be'en and one of Tarovas Chametz. It's the same Iser Da'oraisa of Bayira Bayimatse. On one of them, Rabbi Shimon is going to make a knas, that because you were over Bayira Bayimatse on this Be'en, therefore this Chametz is going to be Aser forever and forever, Ba'chilo Bahana. And even though you were over the Bayira Bayimatse on Tarovas Chametz, this Chametz is now going to be Mutter after Pesach. Do you perhaps have a direction for that distinction? The Gemara says it. There's no question that that's what the Gemara says. But the question is, the bottom line is, as Rashi says, afilu shihei be'enei. In other words, this Tarovas Chametz, this Rice Krispies, you kept over alei. You were over by Yeruah by Yimatzeh. Lokornis lemesar tarovas dile.
Oh, we said last time that the whole reason that it's not butthole is because of the chumr and the chametz, so then it wouldn't apply mutzi pesach.
That the and by chametz be'en.
The chametz be'en is a knas.
What?
I'm saying the chumr is by yirah.
That in other words, so what we said last time was that in a chinami, the chametz itself is aser. The malt in the Rice Krispies, that's aser. But it's batel. Namely, when you have chametz be'en, so it's nothing to be, it's aser and there's no beetle. Here you have iser and beetle. Technically, that we have this cute technicality that Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not going to make a knas to override the dinim of beetle. That far I'm not going to go. In other words, I'm going to make a knas that the Easter of Chametz is going to remain. So when it's on its own, it'll remain. When it's in a Taroves, it's going to be Batel.
But the inspiration for the knas is by your Matzah, so
how can you be Mechalek? We're not Mechalek. The knas is the same knas. That even though Mi'ikar Hadin, the shame Chametz falls off of this piece, the moment Pesach ends, both in the Taroves and the Be'en, so we're saying no. That the schnapps and the rice, and the Cheerios and the Rice Krispies, all of the chametz ingredients remain aser forever and forever. However, the din is that when you have an ingredient which is aser forever and forever, and it's not no same tam, then it's batel. So in a tarovas, it's batel, and here it's not batel. The other, yeah, another possibility.
Then it goes in tarovas, it's not mikar.
That the knas is only when someone sort of slaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face. I mean, to keeping the Cheerios, that's slapping Kosh Baruch in the face. The Rice Krispies is just a pat.
In the beginning, the prayer told us you don't know where it is.
We'll come to that. In other words, that in other words, we may be dealing over here with an aspect that since it's not, we'll come to that by the Kalim a little stronger, but it's possible. Yeah.
What if the chametz were rolled in the tarovas?
Then
more than 50% of the
tarovas. That's considered to be chametz be'en. That would be be'en.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not
no. Okay. That would be a be'en. In other words, again, if you have noodles that are 60% chametz and 40% tofu, mashu kaze, that's chametz be'en. That's not tarovus chametz. That we use chametz be'en. Okay, let's continue the new Gemara. Amar Rav, kederos bePesach yishaveru. Kederos bePesach yishaveru. That if you have kederos, which were boleya chametz before Pesach, then, Rav says, you might as well break them on Pesach because they're not going to be useful for you after Pesach. They're going to be Chametz Shavuot Pesach and they're going to be Aser. What is Rav assuming? Let's look in Rashi. Amar Rav, Kederos HaPesach Yishaveru. Rav L'taymei, Damar, Chametz Afachar Zmano Aser Bahanoa K'Rav Yehuda. Right? That once we have the din of Rav Yehuda, that the chametz is going to chametz shavu pesach is going to be aser mida oraisa a and b islahu b'mashahu and b that iser is going to be even after pesach b'mashahu. Those two principles are going to bring about Rav's halacha. So the Gemara asks v'leved b'hu shelo b'minan. Let's at least keep those kederos where the chametz. I'm sorry. Let's keep kederos because we can use them after Pesach to make a ta'aroves of shelo b'mino. And Rav himself said that when do we have a din of mashu and shelo b'mino only on Pesach itself? But after Pesach, we're not going to have a gzeira of shelo b'minon. That's only going to be in nosein tam. And the assumption is that there's very little chametz that's balua in these kelim. We explained it's only a mashu, and so we would be able to use these kederos after Pesach shelo b'minon. So Gemara answers. Gezeira dilma asu lemeevad behu b'mino. That Rav felt that there is room over here for a gezeira, that if we're going to allow these kederos to remain, who's going to be the judge, who's going to be the policeman, to see they're only going to be used b'mino, enomino, not b'mino, and therefore we might as well throw them away. Okay. Shmuel says, on the other hand, lo yishaveru. Avomashu lehu achar zmano, and then Ovid lehu bein b'mino u'bein shelo b'mino. That Shmuel disagrees, that he holds, as Rashi points out, like Rabbi Shimon, we saw, and once he holds like Rabbi Shimon, over here, even if the chametz is osir, but it's going to be muter b'tarovas, and we're always going to have a rove against it, it's not going to be tasted, and therefore it's always going to be fine, even according to Rabbi Shimon. V'az d'shmur l'taymi d'amar shmur l'hanu d'mezavnei kandi ashvu zavini akidinaychu. Don't raise your prices. V'ilo d'rishnil l'chul k'rabi Shimon, and people won't go ahead and buy new kelim. I v'lidrosh l'hu. Doesn't he hold that way? D'hashmur el k'rabi Shimon svirale. Asra d'rav have. And Shmur would have only pulled this rabbit out of his hat if he needed it to protect the Jews from price gouging. But as long as he didn't need it to protect Jews against prices, so Jews will make a living by selling kederos every year. You know, they'll destroy the old kederos, buy new kederos, and everyone will live happily ever after. There'll be competition. They'll be buying and selling. It's good. It's good to have.
It's good
for the economy. Good for the economy, right? Shmuel believed in keeping things good for the economy, unless people take advantage. Okay, so. There are a number of problems over here in this Gemara. Two of them are brought down by Tosfos, but there's one of them that's not brought down by Tosfos, so let's try and deal with first. And that is this Eitza of let's just leave these Kederos until after Pesach. This is the Eitza both for Rav and Shmuel. Rav felt it wouldn't help us. Shmuel felt it would help us. What is the problem of leaving these Kederos until after Pesach? Why isn't there a problem with Bayira, Bayimatsa, and Pesach itself? No, that's not the question. Well, the Gemara assumes there's no problem.
There's no problem with Beluim in the Defono. It should be considered amount.
What?
You have to be over Bayer or Bayer Matzah. How much do you have to have? You need a certain quantity. You need threshold. Right? We don't have threshold. You need a certain amount of chometz. Or that's the question of the Gemara.
Just one second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's our question. Our question is, what happened to the din of Balye Raya u'Balye Matze? So Yehuda suggests that there's no din of Balye Raya u'Balye Matze on that which is Bogua in the walls of a Kedera. Can you back that up with any proof from the Rishonim? That there is a Me'iri that says that over here. If you look all over the place, you will find that there... I tried to look all over the place. So the Me'iri relates to this issue over here on the Lamed Amad Aleph. And he says... ומתוך כך ישבר, ואף על פי שאין עובר עליו בעירו בימצא, שאין חמץ הבלוע בדין זה. אין חמץ הבלוע בדין זה. Why should we say that חמץ בלוע would be exempt from בעירו בימצא? No, Ephraim. Why should חמץ, which is absorbed in the walls of a kli, why should there be no בעירו בימצא? Okay, here we had a tosos back on Duff Kaf Aleph and Aleph, that chametz has to be matzui for it to be over by Rabbi Matzai. How do we define matzui? Is it in order that there has to be a certain presence of the chametz? So if we say that the chametz that's in the ground holes in the moles groundhogs whatever it is under the ground is not matzui. So clearly, we could very well also say that chametz, which is absorbed in the walls of a kli, is not matzui. Namely, we're not dealing over here with the fact that it's chametz. And we're not dealing over here that had someone used this kli on Pesach to make food, that the chametz would have gone from the kli to the food and would have asked the food the mashu. Chametz we have, but da'yirah ba'yimatzei, this is not matzui. That's l'chora, the direction of the Me'iri. Could you be a little more conceptual? Not that there's anything wrong with the direction of the Me'iri. But could you say perhaps something that goes a bit beyond the Me'iri? What is the nature? What's absorbed in the walls of the Kli? In other words, pieces of Chametz?
Tam.
Namely, we're dealing over here with the issue of Tam Ki'ikar. That we have Tam of Chametz in the wall of the Kli, and we're afraid that when you cook in this pot, the Tam is going to go into the food, and if we have a problem of Isur Mashu, the food is going to be Usur. But we're not worried about the ta'am on the level of Bayira Abayimatse. What over here could you say about the nature of Tam Ki'ikar? Why perhaps we'd be worried about eating that which was cooked in that pot, but we wouldn't be worried about Bayira Abayimatse?
Yeah, that's the point. Tam Ki'ikar is talking about a taste of your olfactory, you're talking about Isser Achil, you're talking about Tam Ki'ikar.
Okay, so this is the Chakira, right. This is the Chakira of the Achronim. Is Tam Ki'ikar Dafka applied to the world of Achila, or is it a reality that applies to, are we defining this as Chametz? Or we're saying you can't eat Tam. But if you're not going to eat Tam, there's really nothing there. That Tam Ki'ikar is this whole new conceptual invention of Chelev, Kol Chelev, that we have this din of Tam Ki'ikar, or Kol Machmetzes, according to the Rambam, that we have this chiddush of Tam Ki'ikar, but it doesn't apply beyond the world of Isuri Achila. There are no other consequences to Tam Ki'ikar other than in Isur Achila. Yes?
Might this be following that on one point that you're going to talk about Rambam?
Right, certainly it could be. This is, in other words, it could be telling many, many things. Okay, I'm just pointing it out. For those who like to learn Achronim, there's a Kilas Yaakov on Arasugya. I think it's Siman Kaf Beis, where he goes into the whole issue of whether Tam Ki'ikar is a din, you know, applies to the world of Bayira or Bayimatze. Okay, but again, according to Ephraim, properly, according to the Me'iri, you don't have to come on to all this. You can say this is a din in Bayira or Bayimatze. But you could say, on the other hand, no, that's a din in Tam Ki'ikar. Actually, yeah, this is what's not dealt with by Tosfos on the page. Yes?
When you have a Tarot of Zachbalach, when we say Tam Ki'ikar there, that's different than this Tam Ki'ikar? I mean, we assume there's the Bayira on a Tarot's Chametz.
We assume this Tarot, and then we say that there, when you have a Tarovus.
We call that Tam Ki'ikar when we say there's Tam Chametz in Tarovus. That's a different kind of Tam Ki'ikar than this Tam Ki'ikar?
So that's what we would call classically Tam of Umamasho as opposed to Tam of Lomamasho. In other words, within the world of Tam Ki'ikar. Here we have Tam of Lomamasho. Over there, Pashas, we have Tam of Umamasho. But I agree with you that, you know, we would have to take this, the latter approach, we would have to reinterpret all the Gemaras that deal with Vayira Vayimatzei on Tarovus Chametz. Okay. But what does Tosus deal with? Tosus deals with Rashi's assumption. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi says that Rav made two assumptions. A, he passed on the Rav Yehuda, and B, we have an Easter of Mashahu post-Pesach, and then that by the Gzeira is extended even to Shalom Amina. But we have to add a third assumption as well. The Kosavar, says Rashi, no Saint Tam Lifgam Asur. The Kosavar, no Saint Tam Lifgam Asur. Namely, that we have Sugyos in Shas, both in Chulin and in Avodah Zarah, that once we have a Ta'am which is Balua in a Kli, and it sits in that Kli for more than 24 hours, namely the Kli is no longer a Ben Yomo, the Kli is now an Eino Ben Yomo, then the Ta'am is Pagum. The Ta'am is somewhat defective. And that Ta'am Pagum is no longer going to be Osir. Here we're dealing with that which was absorbed in the Kedera from before Pesach. Clearly after Pesach this Kedera is going to be Kedera Eino Ben Yomo, and still Rav is Osir. So Kanere Rav holds, no Saint Tam Lefgam is Osir. And Les Hilchasa Kavasei Mitre Tamei. A, we pass like Rabbi Shimon, and B, Va'od Dekaimon, no Saint Tam Lefgam is Mutar. So we have that Rav is being knocked off with a double knockout. A, he's building himself on the wrong assumption in terms of the world of Psachim, and B, he's building himself on the world assumption in the terms of the world of Yoredeya. Tosus over here pointed out it's not so simple. Amar Rav, Keder se Pesach Yishaveru, Perek Basra Davadazara, Gabi Achbara B'Shichra. We have a Tarovis in which we have a liquid base of Shechar, and we find a rat or a mouse swimming in the Sheikhar, and well, actually he's not swimming, he's sort of floating dead in the Sheikhar. We throw away the mouse, and now the question is, can we drink the Sheikhar? Right? This is what drove Haman up the wall. Right? That if he told Achashverosh, you were to touch their wine, they would throw it out. But if you have a mouse floating around in their wine, they'll take out the mouse and drink the wine. Do you realize you're less than a mouse? Okay. So Gabi Achra B'Shichra Mesafkale. I Kasav Harav No Sein Ta'am Lefgam Asur. Oh, mutzer va'achbara b'shichra shebuchi mishpach. I mean, Rav said you had to throw away the wine. The question is, did Rav say to throw away the wine because he held no sein tam of gam is asur, or because he held that this is really a tam mishubach? Okay, and the Gemara there distinguishes between different types of mice, city mice and country mice. Okay, Walt Disney had a precedent to distinguish between, they had different qualities, different types of mice. The e svirale, mutzer. Okay, so firstly, we have a suffix in the Gemara as to what Rav holds. What if Rav over there holds Mutar? Does that knock out Rav over here? The Isvir le Mutar, Afilu hachikamer hacha shapir yishaveru, the no sein ta'am lifgam dafka b'di eved shari, aval lechatzchila asur. The Gazrinan Sheno Bar Yomo Otu Bas Yomo. That even if you hold Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, the practical consequences are that we're still going to have an Iser. The Heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam is only on a B'dieved plane. That where Gozer Eno Ben Yomo Otu Bas Yomo. So even, you know, so Rashi said that Rav holds Nosin Tam Lefgam is Osir. It could really be, says Tosos, that Rav holds no sin of gam is mutter, which is one side of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. However, over here, we're dealing with the use of the Kedera L'chatzchila. Even if you hold no sin of gam is mutter, we're not going to allow you to use the Kedera L'chatzchila. That's first answer to Tosos. The Ode, the Hosam Shari, V'fi shepogem ta'amo, kamo shehu be'en, avohacha eino pogem elamachmas sheshaha the Dofnei Hakli. That there's a difference between that no sein tam lefgam and our no sein tam lefgam. In the Gemara Avodah Zarah, what was no sein tam lefgam? The rat, and then with the Be'en. And so we say that when something absorbs a defective taste, that where the be'en is pagum, that's going to be mutter. However, if basically the taste is, we're assuming l'shevach, what turns into nos nam l'fgam?
Time.
Time, circumstances, the fact that it's balua b'dofni hakli, there we would there even Rav would continue to say that nos en tam l'fgam would be aser. Namely, Tosfos brings in that we have a Gemara which l'chora is soser, our Gemara. Our Gemara is assuming that according to Rav, nos en tam l'fgam is aser, and we have a Gemara that at least has a day that nos en tam l'fgam according to Rav is mutter. So either there's no stira because that Gemara is b'dieved and our Gemara is l'chatchila, or there's no stira because that Gemara is dealing with one type of nos en tam l'fgam, and our Gemara is dealing with a different nature of nos en tam l'fgam. Those are the two directions in which Tosfos goes. Is there another direction that we could use? Is there another direction that we could use, which l'chora, again, Tosfos gives, if you want to, technical distinctions. Is there a more cutting the Gordian knot sort of distinction that our sugya and the sugya over there are apples and oranges? We have nothing one to do with the other, not because of a technical reason, but because of the nature of the sugya itself. So here, just a little background in terms of nos en tam l'fgam. Nos en tam l'fgam is a strange halacha, because it has a source in the Gemara and appears to be very, very different in terms of the execution than the source. The source is that we have a Gemara that speaks about a nevela she'ena ru'uya leger, that when you have macholos asuros that are no longer edible, they become mutter. Nevela she'ena ru'uya leger is mutter. When macholos asuros become inedible by human beings, ena ro'i l'achilas adam, they become mutter. The Gemara says, why is no sein tam l'fgam mutter? Because it's a nevela she'ena ru'uya leger. That nos en tam l'fgam is based on that drusha. It's based on the fact that once it's pogum, it's ena ru'uya leger. The problem is that we use kelim all the time, right? In other words, and we use kelim that absorb things from. Our chalon doesn't taste all that much different than had it been made in a new kli. Namely, that tam pogum, which is found in the walls of our kedera, is not something which makes things inedible. We're dealing over here with a pagam. I mean, let's assume that there is some reality to the pagam. So it takes it from 100% down to 95%. It doesn't take it from 100% down to zero. It's not a failing taste. It's a pagam. How in the world can we deal with these two concepts, one of them being a subcategory of the other, if they're two totally different worlds? In other words, where does this come from? So here we have a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran as to what exactly is being told to us in terms of the world of nos en tam l'fgam. You saw the two makoros, so we'll just summarize them rather than reading them inside. The Rashba says that we have to deal, as Yehuda dealt with a little earlier, always on two levels, on the level of the be'en and on the level of tam. That even though midaraisa we have two dinim, we have a din of nevela and trefa, and then we have a din of tam nevela and tam trefa, these can have different criteria. When we're dealing with the be'en, then the only status which is going to turn this be'en from an iser to a heter is eino ru'uya leger, is that it loses its edibility totally. It's no longer, there's an iser of eating chelev, this is not, there's no active eating over here, this is eino ro'i la'achila. However, in the world of tam, the moment that a tam is pagum, it no longer has a status of ta'am chelev. Namely, we're not saying over here that this is inedible. In other words, what we're saying, the common denominator is what removes the status of iser. What, in other words, that when is something not an ochel and when is something not a ta'am? It's not an ochel when it becomes inedible. It's not a ta'am when it ceases to have the ideal taste. The ta'am, in other words, the schiddush that we have a din of ta'am ki'ikar is only when it's on the 100% level. The moment it goes down to 95%, that's not what the Torah asr. That's not nevela kol. That's not chelev kol chelev. That's not ta'am ki'ikar. So therefore, the Rashba says that whenever we have a ta'aroves, we have to taste it on two planes. If it's inedible, so then it's mutter. If it's edible, so then the iser in the ta'aroves we have to have a rove against, acharem lahatos. The tam in the ta'aroves, that will be enough if it's no sen tam lefgam. And we always deal on the two planes. We always have to ask ourselves, what do we have over here? If we have be'en, the only way of getting rid of it is either by being inedible or having a rove against it. If we're dealing with ta'am, and that tells us that as long as the ta'am is there, it's a ta'am hanikar, there's no ta'arovas, we can get rid of the ta'am by it being a ta'am pogum. The moment the ta'am is pogum, it's as though it's not there, and then we go back to the general rules of achar abim lahatos. That's the framework of the Rashba. The Ran, however, disagrees. The Ran, however, says that we have to raise everything one level. According to the Rashba, we have two different worlds. We have a world of be'en and a world of ta'am. Each of them have different criteria. According to the Ran, we have one world. We have a world of hano'as achila. Hano'as achila. You're not allowed to get hano'as achila from be'en. You're not allowed to get hano'as achila from ta'am. The hano'as achila disappears from the be'en when it's eino ro'oi leger. The hano'as achila disappears from ta'am in a very, very subjective manner. Namely, sometimes it's if the taste is pagun. However, when we're dealing with hano'as achila, people have different criteria. You could have a situation where the ta'am is a bit pagum, but the quantity is such that the quantity will override the quality, and then it would still be usur. I always give the example of the difference between men and women in terms of chicken. The chicken has white meat, and chicken has dark meat. If you were to serve chicken in Stern College, you would have to have 95% dark meat and maybe 5% white meat. If you serve chicken up in YU, you can get away with it being 50-50. 50% of the fellows will take the white meat. Now, when you tell a fellow, why are you tasting the white meat? The dark meat tastes more succulent. It tastes sweeter. He'll say, but look how much more there is in the white meat. It's more filling. I don't disagree with you that the dark meat, it tastes fine, but the portion is smaller. So I just around our table. We always know when we have to prepare how many men, how many women, and according to that, we set up the dark meat and the white meat because it's very women almost never take white meat, but men almost never. But men very very what? No, so that's what the Ran is saying. What the Ran is saying is when it comes to hana'ah, we have to take into account quantity and quality. Ta'am is an issue of quality. Eino roi la'achila, that's not a question of quality. That's if there's no hano'ah at all. When it comes into hano'ah, so here we have the balance according to the Ram between quantity and quality. Those are the deos as to why ta'am would have a different criteria than the en, either because this is a definition according to the Rashba that we only say ta'am ki ikar when it's 100%, less than that, it doesn't have a status of ta'am, or no. It has a status of ta'am. The question is one of hana'ah. And here, in other words, we have to ask individuals what are their criteria. Yes?
When you have a pot, how do you decide based on what you mean, the physics? How do you decide if the after you have all these shikulim of where you get more hana'ah or less hana'ah,
no. Everyone agrees that after 24 hours it goes down from 100% to 95%. According to the Rashba, that knocked off the ta'am. According to the Ran, generally that would knock off the Tam unless the quantity would subjective. The Nachinami. We don't pass like the Ran, but. Yeah, but in a chinami, you know, is it going to the run? We'd have to ask the person, right? You know, every person is different.
That would be kobeya. That would be kobeya for the
right. But let's assuming we don't have a unique heck quantity. So then the Rad and the Rashba agree that the moment that it goes down from 100% to 95%, either we don't have tam or we don't have hanoas tam. So then, how over here, according to the Ran and the Rashba, how over here does Rav come along and say that we have an issue of the pots? We're dealing with the pot which is Eino Ben Yomo. The pot which is Eino Ben Yomo, there's no tam, there's no hanoas tam. What does it mean to say tam ki ikar is osir? Why? What would that mean? So here in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, what? Before the run? Okay, thank you. I have a different edition. In home I have the pirated edition. It has a different order. It says, V'od Amar Rav Yosef D'nab N'doyish. Okay. The Lomotzi L'mifshat N'osein Ta'am Asur the shiny Hacha Mishum Hachi Asar Rav N'osein Ta'am L'fgam the cave on the Kasavar Chometz B'mashahu Bein B'mino Bein Shelo B'mino Imkein Oser B'mashahu Logora P'gam M'mashahu. Umishum hachi asar no saint ta'am lifgam. Avovade lekala mifshat mine bialma. Namely, Rav b'chol haTorah kula holds that no saint ta'am lifgam is mutter. Like everyone holds no saint ta'am lifgam is mutter. And the only problem over there by the achbara is whether there was no saint ta'am l'shevach or lifgam. But everyone holds no saint ta'am lifgam is mutter. That's the svara, that we don't have over here ta'am, we don't have over here hanoas ta'am. This is a din in Pesach. That since on Pesach we have the chumras that we spoke about, and therefore we have, according to Rav, the Isra of Mashahu, Hu Hadin, no Saint Tam of Gam is going to be Yasser. What's the connection? There has to be some connection. Why connect Mashahu, which is an issue of quantity, with Pagam, which is an issue of quality? What over here is the connection? Again, this is the shita of Rav Yosef quoted in Rabbeinu Peretz. Our Tosos and Rashi are not this way. Our Tosos and Rashi assume that whatever Rav says over here, he holds b'chol haTorah kula. There's no reason to distinguish. But Rav Yosef says that since we have over here a din of mashahu, so also, if I'm not mistaken, there's also in the Mordechai. If you have a Mordechai, in my edition it's page 60. It's Simon Tafkuf Samach Zayin. Tafkuf Samach Zayin. It's in the left-hand column. About halfway down, there's a long Hagos over there. It says the line begins. It's after a bracket. V'harav Rav Eliezer Mimitz. And with the Re'im, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Haya Omer, Nosit Talmud of Gam Pesach Oser, V'hatam, Kevon, the Chametz of Pesach Oser, B'mashehu, Ein Hadover Tovli B'tam. Vod Evi B'no Yitzhak B'rav Avraham Raya, Damar Rav, Kaderos Pesach Yishaveru. Okay, in other words, that he brings exactly our proof, that Rav over here takes for granted that we have a problem, Mashe'en came in the world of Avodah Zarah, there's a suffix, because here it's Shiny Chametz of Pesach Mishari Surim. Okay, so we have the Riva, we have the Re'im, the Rav Elezer Mimitz, Baal Sefer Yireim, we have the Rav Yosef. Let's go back to, yes?
The reason Chametz Pesach is Usher is not because of Satan, it's because of Mashu. I mean, Mashu is not because of Satan, yet it's Usher. So in the Heter, Nos Tam of Gam, there's not no Satan, so then it shouldn't apply.
Or taking it a little differently, we have to go back to where we began from. We're talking about Tarovas Chametz. Right? That's our whole issue, is Tarovas Chametz. That's the whole issue, one of Tarovas Chametz. He pointed out that in the world of Tarovas, we have a concept of Bitul Verov. We pointed out that can be overridden, Bitul Verov can be overridden with the world of No Sein Tam, and Chazal also can override the world of Bitul Verov. But the whole concept of Ta'am, both according to the Rashba and the Ran, is that when we have Ta'am, then we can't have Bitul. When we have Ta'am, then we can't have Bitul. And the Bitul is overridden by the Ta'am. When we have a Nosein Ta'am Lefgam, then we allow for Bitul to take place. The whole din of Mashu by Chametz on Pesach is that we're not using dinim of Bitul. Namely, No Sein Tam Lefgam allows us to use the din of Bitul. But Chametz on Pesach doesn't allow us to use the din of Bitul. That's the chumrah of Chametz on Pesach, that there's no din of Bitul. That's what it means to say Aser Mashu. That in order, in other words, that what we're doing over here is going back to the source. That when we have a din of Bitul, then the moment that we have a Ta'am Pogum, it allows the Tarovas to become Batel. Masha Enken, if there's no din of Bitul, what good will it do to have a No Sein Ta'am Lefgam? So that's what I think, that's what they mean. This is no worse than Mashahu. Namely that for a reason, that Chazal, for their reasons, either because of Davar Sheish Lamatirim, or because of Kares, or because of Dalia Rabbi Yimatzei, or because of Lobedilimani, or some combination, said that there's not going to be a din of Bitul. Once there's not going to be a din of Bitul, then Nosen Tam of Gam is going to be irrelevant. Nosen Tam of Gam is telling us that now this Tarovas is going to become Batel. But what we're saying over here, in other words, we're saying that Nosen Tam of Gam is not that it's not a Ta'am. We're saying at this point, according to these Rishonim, Nosen Tam of Gam is not that it's not a Ta'am. It's that it's no longer going to stand in the way of Bitul. But in other words, if we take that approach, then the moment that we don't have a din of Bitul, then we're still going to have a problem, even with No Sein Ta'am Lefgam.
Even according to the Ran.
In other words, a No Sein Ta'am Lefgam is telling us that we're not going to be nehene from this Ta'am. Once we're not going to be nehene from this Ta'am, so then the Isur is going to be Batel. An Isur they're not nehene from is going to be Batel. An Isur you're not going to nehene. It was just to add one line above everything. Above everything, we have this world called Bitul, Achrem Lahatos. That's where it would come down to. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we didn't touch at all was the world of Dar Shesha Matirim, but I can't do that in 5 minutes. That's not fair. So B'li Neder, that we'll talk about when we come back. It's B'li Neder will have Shir the Wednesday. Pesach ends on a Tuesday in Chutz Laretz. This man over here begins on Monday, I think May 1st. What? Sunday, May 1st. So that, I'll give you Mar Makomos on Sunday. Well, the first year will be on Wednesday. We'll start with the din of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, B'li Neder. Okay, I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and that Mirtz Hashem, we should go from Geula to Geula, and we should meet Erev Pesach on the bis on Harabayas.
Be a day.
My master would be a day, no, not be a day.